celebrating the 2-year anniversary here of the Joe and Alex Show. And if you have maybe a favorite memory, something that we did, we'd love to hear from you. 317-239-1009. We'll go around the room real quick. And social media, too, if that's easier. It's at Joe and Alex Show. Let's start out with a phone call and talk to Candace and Franklin. Hey, thank you for listening to the Joe and Alex Show. How long have you been listening?
Probably about like a year now, or maybe a little less, but
okay.
I usually don't like morning shows, but Julian that called in that was hypersensitive that cried over Frozen.
Yes, we had a guy named Julian on for Freak Show Friday a few months back, and he cried over everything.
But it wasn't just sad stuff, though, either.
It was funny.
Like, it was just anything. He'd see a puppy, he'd cry. He thought of old people. It made him, like, happy and cry. But then he thought about old people dying.
But, like, somebody was pregnant and he's, like, crying, and it's not even his wife, or, like, a cactus with a little flower. And she's like, okay, that's where I draw the line. You need help. Like, I loved him. And then people were, like, bashing Alex and everyone else for laughing. It was like, this is funny.
It was cute.
We love you.
We shouldn't bash Alex, but we also shouldn't make fun of people that are overly emotional. Good
or
for
Julian.
Them. Good for them for having feelings, right?
He was in on the joke.
Exactly.
He knew it was funny and weird and cute.
Yeah, he was calling for Freak Show Friday.
Exactly.
You guys are amazing. Like, happy 2 years. And I swear to God, like, Alex is like me, my sister's long lost sister. You are amazing. You're hilarious.
Thank you. I love that.
Yeah, and I didn't know what you guys look like because your voices sound totally different. But Liz and Alex, you guys are beautiful, and Joe, you absolutely rock. So,
oh, thank you. Speaking of, if you have no idea what we look like, because I know when I was growing up, my favorite morning show that I would grow up listening to, and the moment I saw what they finally look like, it was so weird because you picture
I don't want people to quit listening, so don't look.
Well, it's weird because in your mind you picture what we look like just by hearing our voices, and then you really see what we look like. And if you're curious and you never have looked, I'm going to post a brand new headshot of Joe and I up on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show right now. I don't know why, but I don't have one of the three of us. But there are other pictures of Liv the Web Girl on our Instagram if you want to see what she looks like. But I'm going to put a brand new headshot we've never posted before of Joe and I right now at Joe and Alex
Show. Can we Microsoft Painter in there somewhere in the background? Like, just awkwardly ahead. All right, what about you, Liv the Web Girl, going around the room? What's your favorite thing that you've only been on the show, a year?
Yes.
You came in. You were like a free agent we picked up. We scooped
up
off the street.
Right. I'd probably say one of my favorite things, because there's so many, was that guy that called in and thought he was a vampire.
Yes.
That was pretty funny. But we're getting a ton of tweets. Donna Lee says, happy 2-year anniversary. I love you guys. And Kendall said, happy 2 years. Love starting my morning full of laughs with you guys. Thanks for repping Indy.
Aw, that's so sweet. Thank you.
I got to tell you, too, like, we've been all around the world. No, but, like, I've been originally from Michigan, but before I came here, I worked in Evansville, Indiana at a top 40 station. And something about Indy, maybe it's that Midwest love, but I've never felt so welcome before. Everywhere we go, I mean, it's not like Alex. I don't get my meals comped for free like she did last night when she went to a restaurant to get some soup.
I went to Capital Grill.
But I mean, like, I love running into people. I mean, I live in the Broad Ripple area. You live in Fisher, and it's so cool to have you come up and say hi, what's going on, and just things you like about the show. We love you guys for that. So thank you so much for that. Alex, do you have one thing? Because there's a ton of them, but what's one of your favorite things we've got to do over the past 2 years here?
Ooh, I did not know you were going to ask me this question. I mean, there's a lot. Some of the funniest and creative. I mean, obviously, starting Murder Monday.
That's been big.
That's my, because that's my baby, and that's something that I always thought I wanted to do, but nobody has ever done that on morning radio before. Because typically, you know, radio bosses would be like, absolutely not. You're not talking about murder as people are driving into work and eating their breakfast. Like, nobody's going to want to hear that. But you guys have been so cool with just really embracing it and having a love for true crime like I do, and making it our biggest thing that we do on this show. And the number one thing that we get recognized for, and the show is recognized for. So I really appreciate that I was able to, you know, it's cool to be so passionate about something and then other people share that passion with you.
Definitely a connection. Hey, Matthew, thanks for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. What do you got to say, bud?
So basically, when you guys started your show, I started going to school. And I basically had to drive 40 minutes, which meant I had to get up earlier than most people in drive 40 minutes, and you guys started your show, and I started listening to it. It really helped me get through those like mornings of just trying to wake up and also just trying to get through that drive. I mean, you brought a lot of joy and happiness to my life, and I really liked a lot of things that you did, like Murder Monday and also Freak Show Friday. I mean, those were really unique segments that really helped me start the day.
Oh, thank you so much. That is such an honor that we were able to be a part of your life like that.
I'm learning more and more with Matthew and everybody else that the weirdness is what people love.
I'm like telling how weird you what. When you work, when you have our job and you work in different markets, different cities doing radio, it is true that every city listeners like different things. And what's so great about Indy is Indy loves weird.
Is weird. And we are weird as hell. Megan in Westfield, real quick, what do you like or what's one of your favorite things from the Joe and Alex show over the past 2 years?
Well, actually, I started a new job back in May, and I had a longer commute. And Joe, actually, I met you at one of our networking event, and I think at Louis Wine Dive.
Yeah, Live After Five. We got another one coming up at the end of the month, by the way. So hopefully you'll be there and other people. But that was nice.
I'll try and make it. But I think I talked to you about this when I was there. When I was starting my long commutes, I heard you guys doing a some sort of competition, and you put on Learn Your Rules from The Office. That
yes.
sold me right there.
Yes!
Learn your rules. You better learn your rules.
If
you don't, you'll be eaten in your sleep.
And you guys have sold me ever since.
Thank you. Aww. Yes, The Office is my favorite show of all time, and I know Liv loves it, and Joe watched it, and he liked it. I don't know that it's your favorite show of all time, though, is it?
Just because I won't watch it three whole times in a row every season doesn't mean I don't love it like
no,
you do.
No, every day I rewatch it over and over.
Hey, the phone lines are lighting up, but we got to get to the garbage coming up, but thank you so much for calling in. Let us know what you got at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter.
And comment on the picture on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show, your favorite memory or thing about the show. If you couldn't get through.